my hand, it's yours to hold. I give myself to you.
Here's my heart, please make it yours. I give my love to you.
We are two becoming one.
Welcome to the SB1 Podcast, the podcast that talks about biblical principles to establishing Christian marriages. We also reach out to the molested ones, those going through violence in their marriage. You're welcome. And this is no other person but your one and only host, Ogunye Ifeoluwa. It's been a long time on the podcast, but we are happy to be back. And today, we'll be deliberating on a very important topic. We're taking season 4, episode 1 today with the title, What's Your Style? It's actually a question which you must be able to answer before the episode comes to an end. And we're taking our lesson from Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. Just before that verse, God had taken a rib from Adam's side and made it into a woman, and he brought the woman to Adam. Let's look at Adam's response. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Did you see what Adam perceived Eve as? He perceived her as a woman. He said, because she was taken out of me. She is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. This is a question to you. What do you see your partner as? What do you perceive him or her as? Because this is very, very important. It has a great role to play in your marriage on how things will go in your marriage. Some see theirs as a good for nothing. Some see theirs as a nuisance. Some see theirs as the greatest mistake they've ever made. And the unfortunate part is this. Nobody will see these things in somebody and still go ahead to marry them. Which means that they actually started off as lovey-doveys, seeing themselves as the best thing that has ever happened to them, seeing themselves as my earthly reward. Oh, you are God's blessings to me. When I count my blessings once, I count it 200 times. You know, all those sweet things. What happens to those things? How did they change over time? Some believe that the changes happen suddenly, but no, I do not believe that. These kind of changes are usually sudden. They are usually gradual, based on signs that you've ignored, and then this thing now keeps piling and piling up, and at a certain time it just explodes and boom, everybody gets out. And then the person who you're seeing as a nuisance, someone out there might actually be seeing that person as a wonderful person, as an awesome person, but to you they are good for nothing. Keep asking yourself this question. What do you see in your partner? How do you perceive your partner? How you see your partner contributes importantly to how things will play out in your marriage. Even if your partner is not what you see them as, you know, all those negative things you have about them, but because you have a perception of them already, even when they are trying to please you, trying to encourage you, to impress you, you do not seem to recognize their efforts. Why? Because you have an idea of who they are already in your mind. So what do you see in your partner? Is it good or is it bad? What do you perceive about a man or about a woman? Are they positive things or negative things? Which part of your partner do you capitalize on? Is it their strength or their weaknesses? You know, there are some communications you can't but have in your marriage, like communications like this. If you perceive that there is a certain way your partner sees you that doesn't go down with you, which is maybe he sees something negative and capitalizes on that something negative, you have every right, 100%, to sit this person down and have this talk with them, like husband or wifey, sweetheart, sugar, whatever you call yourself. Why do you see me as this? Because your characters to me usually points to this. Then let him explain. Some of them might even have enough instances to cite. You've done this before. I was only able to come to this conclusion. And you can defend yourself and explain what happened. Okay, I behave like this because of this. I was actually in a bad mood when this thing happened. And then you explain. Both of you are able to reach a common ground. He or she then gives you an allowance to say, okay, to see the changes in you, let us see if you're actually like this or not. And by the time goes on, the person sees that, wow, she's actually not like that, or probably something bad happened as well. You understand. So it's very important for you to have these kind of talks with your partner, so that you don't just go ahead and start building and building, and at a certain time everything just explodes. So what you see about them that you're not comfortable with can be anything. It can move from their dressing to how they spend to how they talk. It can even be more important or more serious things. So the relationship between a man and a woman is like garbage in garbage. What is floating is what you get. You can't perceive somebody as a mistake and then you expect to get a reaction of the best thing from them. It's not possible, because your side actually controls how you behave to that person. So in conclusion, I'm trying to say that there are two things. Is either you see something good in your partner, more of their strength, you talk to them about it, they are happy and they are encouraged to keep on being like that. Or you see something negative, you call them to have communication about them so that they can change. And then by the time you say it, you give them some allowance. As they are changing, you're encouraging them, oh baby, you're really doing well, you've really improved, you know, stuff like that. So marriage is not something you change like clothes or shoes. You have to do all of the work. You have to put the work in it. It is hard work. You have to put the work in it. Don't leave the work solely on one person. That person will bend. So both of you should work on it, and then you'll be in for a glorious marriage. Now we've come to the conclusion, or to the end of today's episode. If you have questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to me on deathbeone2020@gmail.com. I'm always eager to answer your questions. If you have reviews, please do send them on deathbeone2020@gmail.com too. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. Tell someone about this or share with somebody. You never can know, you never can tell what people may be going through, and this may just be the right answer for what they need at this time. Thank you. I am your host, Ogunye Fioluwa. Enjoy the rest of your week. Be blessed. Bye.
We are two becoming one. May one he's joined be not undone. May our love put Christ on display. When we're weak and when we're strong, when it's hard to carry on, oh God.